postulating any prediction is going to be based on data points. I think that's a general rule of making predictions. How many points do you have? That would equal how many contacts have you made, and how far away were they, and what direction from your location were they? You can keep that. I mean, it's not terribly necessary for a long term, but in order to evaluate the antenna and how well it's doing for you, if you get, say, you do a transmission using Whisper, and that is a digital mode. It uses the computer and your rig at the same time. It does take a little setting up to do, of course, and you want to see what other people have done. Go to YouTube and type in Whisper. It's not spelled like being quiet when you speak. It's WSPR, I think. But we say Whisper to refer to it. But once you've done this, you can make a transmission, and you can see the report. Where were you heard? Because there are receiving networks everywhere. I mean, just thousands of them. And you can see where you were heard on, let's just say, this continent, just to limit it a little bit. See what other people have done. This is the great thing about the internet, as far as I'm concerned. I don't like reinventing the wheel. I want to understand what a wheel does and how it does it, but I don't want to reinvent it. If other people have done or have been very successful, I want to see what they've done, and I want to see how they've done it, what materials they used. If it involves a build, I want to watch them build it, you know. What do you think of that?
Right. You're exactly right. I think I'm just gonna stay here on 80 meters for a while. So far, I feel like I've been able to move all the way within my band plan and make some general contacts. I have gone as low as, and I know you might fuss for me saying this, but I have made a talk group, a contact with a talk group at 3.865. Now, I know that may not be far enough off of my limit, but, I mean, they've got a talk group there, so I check in with them at 10 o'clock every morning, or when I can. But out of all the information on my log that I've logged, all of my contacts on 80 meters are down toward the lower end of the frequency. Nothing toward 4.000. They're all toward the lower end of 80 meters. I don't know if that means anything. It's just an observation. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to say, is that if I can take the information that y'all just generally tell me, well, Chad, you can expect this from 10 meters or 80 meters or 40 meters, and then I can bounce that off of my log, I'm thinking that ought to be pretty useful. I don't have enough information right now to know that, but I'm thinking it should be. So anyway, Larry, I'm gonna draw it to a close tonight. I'm very tired. Had a rough day, and thank you so much for taking the time to answer my questions. And as I collect my data, I want to be able to share that with you and say, hey, this is what I've noticed. This is what I'm seeing. What does a more experienced operator man think about that? That's where I'm going with all of this. So. so that I can, you know, well, hey, you're exactly right, and blah, 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 you can expect this, or, you understand, I just want you to make sure I understand where I'm trying to go with all this data stuff.
I understand that, and it, developing a, you know, the protocol you're going to use, it's important having some understanding about the antenna that will be most effective is important. Getting the right mode, you know, we're here on 2 meters, we're FM voice. But if you, you can take a great deal of information away from FT8. And a lot of that activity is going on. It's a digital mode. I know you've heard of it. One marvelous thing that FT8 will give you is where you were heard, again, like Whisper, and the distance between your station and the receiving station, and how well you were heard in decibels. You know, above the noise floor, let's say. Were you heard above the noise floor? Because FT8 is one of the weak signal modes. It can hear way down. It can hear 40, almost 50 dB below the noise floor. It's incredible. But you'll still be heard. It's a way of evaluating how good your antenna is doing for you and where you're being heard. There's different ways of setting up a protocol to accomplish what you wish to accomplish. And once you've done that and it answered a question for you, then you go on to the next thing. There's always a next thing. KK4JBQ.
Well, you're exactly right. There's always the next thing. And I can understand how this just keeps you totally occupied. But I'm just be straight up with you and tell you that I'm pretty much enjoying 80 meters. And I mean, since I've got the antenna up, I know exactly where to go and where to be. If I want to, you know, if I want to talk with these guys, and I have also learned that there's a couple of places that I don't want to be at that frequency, because they're just different, you know. I have a different way of doing things, let me put it that way. And, not say nice things. And, so you're right, I am starting to learn probably the basics about 80 meters, what frequency to go to. But I haven't got to a point to where I can put any other data in with it, as far as sunspots or anything like that goes. And I got a feeling, I don't know for sure, but I got a feeling that I don't think 80 meters is going to be as sensitive to sun stuff. And this is just a very amateur observation here from somebody who knows nothing about HF. And that might be something that you and Walt are listening to and go, well, duh, you know, it's 80 meters. And that's the whole point of me writing down y'all's experiences with the bands. So with that, I'm gonna say good night, Larry. I am very tired, and to you too, Walt. So K4OIA, K4JBQ, this is KO4NUE, and I'll be 7-3 and clear on y'all's final.
Okay, Chad, it is getting late. I want to make one correction to what I said. Whisper is WSPR. It stands for Weak Signal Propagation Report. WSPR. So, you get yourself a good, nice rest. We've we've all had big days, and you too, Walt. I'll say goodnight to both of you. And Andy, if you're still listening, you have yourself a good evening. KK4JBQ.
Terry and Andy, if you're still listening, I appreciate you and Larry and everyone that stuck around and contributed tonight to the round table. 7-3, see you, Chad. So I'm shutting down and get my flashlight. I'm going up and go to bed. Maybe I can sleep tonight. So 7-3s, everyone. Good night. God bless.
KO4JKV with a question. Talking for a while, but I'm relatively new ham, coming up on a year since I got my ticket, and I've been recently getting into SDR just to listen, because I haven't got my general yet. I have my study manual. I'm going to get it soon, but I had a question about just purely antennas for receiving.
What I've heard, they are excellent for receiving. But some people put them about a foot off the ground, and some people put them at 30 foot off the ground. It's just a straight, long wire. I mean, they talk about 5, 6, 7, 8, 900 feet if you got the frosted. And they are excellent for receiving. But you cannot transmit them.
Trying to chime in, they've had some beverages too, but the beverage antenna I have looked at. I've also looked at, I don't know the name for it, but it's a round antenna, simple. It's like maybe 2 feet in diameter. Yeah, I just want to receive right now because I've been receiving, and I can receive all the way through, really through the bands, but I haven't really been able to listen to the ham bands and like the 20 meter, 80 meter. I see the waves go up and down, but I go through all my filters and everything. I can't listen to anything. It's just, so I'm missing something. It's probably my antenna because I just really have just a wire out the window, but maybe I just need simply a longer wire. KO4JKB.
Well, you're good question. However, I think there could be another place where you're having trouble receiving, and that is that you're receiving single sideband. If you're listening to a ham band, you must have a radio that. So maybe we'll clear that up. First of all, do you have a general purpose receiver, a communications receiver, or a shortwave receiver?
Banana.
No, I have neither of those. It's I was getting ready to buy a transceiver, but I said, let's just wait a second. And so I bought a $24 SDR dongle. It's a little thing you put into your computer, and you can use some software to scan all the bands. And I've been having a blast. I've been obsessed with it. But yeah, I just like all the, I can't hear CW, I can't hear, ham communications, but I can go all the way down to long wave.
Well, listening to CW or AM, that should be the easiest thing because you're getting, with CW, it's continuous wave. It's the carrier, and there's not a sideband involved. with AM, it's the carrier plus two sidebands. In single sideband, you have just a sideband. Because you have only one sideband, you can select either upper or lower, and you filter out the carrier. That's why it can be so efficient. But it makes listening to single sideband something that only a general purpose receiver or a ham, the receiver side of a transceiver for an amateur radio. But you should be able to hear CW if you know where to listen for it. What bands do you like to listen to?
I've just been scanning up and down. I've been checking the normal 2 meter 440 and listening to air bands, shortwave, and having a blast with that. But then I'll, you know, scan the ham bands, and I'll see, you know, rises or activities, and I just go there. And the software lets me decide, you know, AM, narrowband FM, or regular FM, wideband FM, or lower, upper, or dual sideband, and all that stuff. Just nothing. But it's probably my antenna. But to get to the point, the question is, should I just have a really low wire out the door if I'm not planning on transmitting? And do I connect that to my center pin conductor and my radio?
And yes, you can. I don't know what connector your radio has. If it's an SO239, then the center pin is where you would connect your long wire. The other side of it, of course, an antenna always has two sides, a negative and positive, if you will, because it is alternating current. You want to connect that to ground. The shield side, or the side that's not the center pin, you want to connect to ground.
Good. So I guess one final question, and I know it's been a long night, and I absolutely love Tuesday nights because there's so much information. I just sit back and listen. I've been listening for months, and it's so good. And I feel like I'm coming up short with such a stupid question. But really, so if I just lay out a wire across my roof and just put it to my center conductor, center conductor, it's going to be better than, you know, just a regular old rubber duck.
The answer to that is yes, better than a rubber duck. That's a pretty compromised antenna. Every antenna is compromised, but you want to do the best you can within your means and within your environment. An antenna works best in free space with nothing around it that'll hamper its reception or give it phantoms reflected signals. Free space. A wire between your house and a close by tree on a slant, that would be perfect. And decide on what is the lowest band, and that would be beginning for the ham bands, that's 160, that's the lowest frequency. And if you were listening to HF, it goes down to 06 in this country, 4 in some other European countries, 4 meters. You would want to use maybe at least an antenna that is one-half wavelength long. If it's a full wavelength long and you have room for that, then attach a long wire, a full wavelength long on the lowest frequency band that you are interested in. So there were a couple of questions in that answer. KK4JBQ.
Awesome job of answering that question, and like I said, I'm not trying to transmit, just wanting to receive. But you think there's still value there to get make sure you're half wave on the particular frequency you're wanting to listen to? Or is that just transmitting? Or is just if you're just trying to receive, just throw a wire out there?
It's just my personal rule of thumb. If I want to know, is this wire long enough? I'm sure it's long enough. If I want to listen to 20 meters, for instance, if it's 60 feet long, that's great. If it's half of that, that'd be okay too. The longer the wire, the more signals it's going to pick up. And so where do you start? And that's just a good starting place for me. No, when I say wavelength, I don't read that as meaning that a receiving antenna needs to be resonant for the frequency that you want to receive. It doesn't really. But the longer it is, the better. And you need some sort of idea about where do you start. So is it, if you had something that's 30 feet, something 60 feet would be twice as good for receiving anyway. And you'd want a small gauge wire. I would say that it wouldn't be a bad idea to like a 22 gauge wire, 28 gauge wire, insulated, of course. But that would be easy to spool up and easy to carry if you wanted to be portable with it. You can transmit on wires that are a fine gauge like that. Many people do if they're not running a lot of power. But you're not. That's not a consideration at all if you're just receiving. KK4JBQ.
Answered my question, and I totally appreciate it. Like I said, these after-hours nets or write-tos on Tuesday nights are amazing. And I thought that. I did my own Google research. I figured the longer wire, the better. But if you can match it up with the wavelength you're dealing with, the better. And yeah, I'm just getting into it. And sometimes I have dumb questions. I'd like to hear a voice to tell me if I'm in the right direction or not. But thanks so much, Larry. And I enjoy the net and appreciate the information. And so I'll be clear on your final. And I'll be checking in soon. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone out there that's listening, I hope you all have a good night's rest. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear. 7-3.